tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
That's me. Yeah, I'll dance. Are you gonna dance?
We're doing this.
We got the intro
music.
It's
in our heads.
We're doing it.
Because we know the words. We know how it goes. It's usually happening.
There it is. And then I do a little bit of
excitement.
A little bit of that.
I can't really dance, you guys.
I can't either. I don't know what I'm doing.
My part is it doesn't really matter. Oh my god! Hi everybody! I am so excited to be back here. It is season 5, episode 1 of Suits. Denial. If you guys watched the episode, you know exactly how crazy it was. I'm your host, Stacey Ike. You can tweet me live during the show at One Take Stace, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, who I've missed so much. Who are you guys? Introduce yourselves.
Hey guys, it's Nicole Brazier. Good to be back. Yeah, with Suits. It's going to be awesome season.
Awesome.
And it's at Steve Kaufman. That's KAUFMANN. Couldn't be more excited to be back here talking about Suits.
Yes.
I'll get this out of the way right now. If you were to head on over to podcastone.com, there's a quick survey we need you to fill out. It's very simple. It would take, I think, maybe 10, 15 minutes, depending on how quick you are at taking surveys. Mm-hmm. And it would really help us understand what we're doing, not doing, what we're doing right, what we're not doing well. Just nice things like that. If you have nice things to say, there are plenty of ways to say them. But you do that first.
Please.
And with that said, sorry. Okay, so I also want to tell you guys about something else coming up.
Smooth.
So sorry. Right, I was like, I don't even know. Anyway, I want to tell you guys about something else awesome coming up. It's called Dance Battle America, ABC's newest competition show. So I was just talking about it with my cast members earlier. Our amazing founder of AfterBuzz and, of course, E!'s host, Maria Menounos, my boss, and Julian Huff started dancing, from Dancing with the Stars, started Dance Battle America on social media. They were going back and forth Instagram for the past 2 years, making these hilarious, funny videos, and celebrities picked up on it. Kate Hudson, Amber Riley, people got involved. It's an amazing, amazing experience. So now those ladies are challenging everyone in America to battle it out and a chance to fly to Los Angeles and compete on the dance show. So you guys have to keep in touch with this. I mean, this is crazy. So listen, it's an opportunity of a lifetime, and I need you to go to www.dancebattleamericacasting.com for more information on how to submit your video. You don't have to be an awesome dancer like we are. Just kidding. With our shoulders and everything.
You don't have to be.
You really
don't.
No,
dancer.
That's what's fun about it. You just need to have fun, and that's why the dance battles got started.
Be creative.
In the first place. Yeah, get creative, have some fun, make some with your friends, whatever the case is. But do not forget to go to dancebattleamericacasting.com now. Don't wait, because you don't want to miss your chance.
And you can meet us in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, wait,
God.
I plan on entering and then taking that really long flight from Burbank to LAX.
Yeah, as long as
all expenses paid.
Exactly. See, we're entering too. So make sure you go to that website on .com. Woo, things are falling apart here. Okay.
We're just getting warmed up.
It's first episode. You know how things go.
Okay. Already first comment I'm seeing. Mike's hair sucks.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
First thing I saw.
So yeah, who said that? Can we tweet them out or can we shout them out?
That is FN Penguin on Reddit, our Suits.
Got it. Okay, well, I agree. I don't want to say sucks per se, because that's negative, but I wasn't feeling the sexy from Mike that I usually do, so I was kind of like, what's going on? But he did post a few pictures on Instagram during the season, like, I guess while they were shooting, so
right.
I kind of, like, knew I was getting
a little long.
That
and I saw it, and I was like, I don't get it.
He's not like this bold, dark man that can have to rock that hair. He's still, like we said, he has the baby face to me.
Yes.
But, you know, I get why you like that chiseled look that he had
with
before.
The scruff and the,
this
like,
is too much.
Gelled hair. I'm like, whoa, you look really distinguished. I'm confused.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's jump right into it. This is a lot going on. We start out this episode with seeing Harvey talking to, oh no, I'm sorry, there was a Harvey and Jessica situation, led to them going to an office and having a meeting, that kind of thing. And Harvey was having weird flash moments when he basically was hearing voices saying that she's never coming back. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we flash to 6 weeks earlier where we kind of dive into the episode.
Well, we first see he's with us. He's with a therapist.
Oh, does it start with the therapist?
Yeah, because he's describing a dream he had,
right.
Which is a Sopranos opening.
Yeah,
which I love because I'm literally right now rewatching the Sopranos. I'm up to season 5.
Oh, I love
I was like,
that.
What? It's a dream. They're opening in a dream.
I love
and he's
that.
Just telling. He's tell like this complicated character is telling a person everything about him.
Right.
It was awesome.
But wasn't he lying about the dreams?
No.
Well, he wasn't lying about the dreams. He was just lying about the reason he was there.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't sleep and blah,
okay.
blah, blah.
Okay,
it's like
got
it has nothing
it.
To
got
do
it.
With that. So we're just going to jump it off with Rachel and Mike. Let's talk a little Rachel and Mike for a minute. My favorite couple.
Their hair changed.
I know, both of them.
Both of their hair changed. I just thought that was too funny. Like, yesterday, I proposed to her. I'm like, yesterday, your hair was not like that.
And
neither was
hers.
And
hair is like dark brown.
Lawyers get
black.
Haircuts. It's not that big a deal.
That's so funny.
Or they
so
grow hair magically overnight.
They're engaged and we're really, are we excited about this? Are we happy? Are we?
I'm excited about this.
Okay.
And I'm excited for the landline that's been coming. We all know is coming, which
nice.
Is Rachel's dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who,
me too.
It's
back.
One thing to date my daughter. It's another thing to marry my daughter.
Right. And how much he may or may not find out about Mike. That's a freaky thing.
Like they talked about this like circle of trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to be let in and he's eventually going to have to know.
Yeah. Oh.
Isn't the man supposed to ask for the father's permission?
Yeah, Mike didn't do that.
He didn't do that.
Nope.
She said we have to wait to tell him. They didn't even have a clue it was going to happen.
Oh, I thought she said we just told him.
There's a lot of secrets with Mike.
There's so many secrets with Mike.
Well,
it's actually very stressful.
Mike very suddenly decided to ask her.
Yeah.
Right,
that's
because
there.
Of what they had gone through last season.
Right.
But I'm happy about it,
good.
And I'm happy she's happy, and I think that, you know, maybe early prediction along in the season, something could go right, probably with her dad, but I like it.
Yeah,
I wonder why she doesn't want to tell everybody yet.
At work?
Yeah.
I think she's still trying to fight for her independence. She's still trying to fight for I'm Rachel, the, you know, not paralegal, but now I'm the Rachel, the soon-to-be lawyer, not Rachel, Mike's girlfriend or fiance. You know, I think she's had that struggle for a long time because one time it's I'm Rachel Harvey's assistant and I'm Rachel. She's always associated with somebody else. She's never just Rachel. I think that's what it is. But
well, I'm nervous for her because of her, like, taking on Donna's duties a little bit. I'm wondering if she's going to get too comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden we're going to see Rachel and Mike, the non-lawyers who are lawyers anyway, because she missed her exam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was my thought as we were watching. I was like, could Rachel and Mike, like, end up in that same boat of not graduating, but because of how smart and brilliant they are? No, you don't think so?
She's a little too much. Dad,
little far
well, Mike moved on.
Yeah.
Mike moved on. Mike, who Patrick Adams confirmed this on Twitter. Somebody tweeted at him and said, Mike's hair is the very first style Harvey had in season one. And then Mike said, nice catch, that's not accidental. So that's the explanation for the hair by Patrick, straight from at Half
that's
Adams.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious. Oh, look at that continuity. I like
Bam.
It. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so cool. So what did you guys think about Harvey's initial reaction to them getting engaged?
Typical, because he was in a crisis.
Right.
And right. He's never been a fan of Rachel being let in to any of this.
Right.
Like, I think he's learned to trust her, but, like, there's still that level of he doesn't want anyone who could take him down.
Right, right.
And this is, like, this is the one weakness he has,
right.
Is this whole secret and the letting Mike in.
Right. I agree. Okay, so we can talk Donna and Lewis, but I kind of want to talk Harvey and Lewis. Is that okay?
Go for it.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk Harvey and Lewis. So she says, hey, you know, I want to give you 2 weeks. I want us to end this relationship, of course, in an amicable way, and you're still my friend, and I love you, whatever, and he completely shuts her down.
Right. Mm.
Now, I feel like you kind of just said it, you just said typical, but still, it was extremely, I don't know what the word is, just disheartening, I guess,
to see him react that way. She wanted something different. I remember she was saying in the room with the coffee when Rachel was trying to tell her about the engagement, she's like, I can't believe you said that.
Mm-hmm.
She was shaking because she expected maybe a little bit more of a loving comment because right. We know that they love each other.
Do you think it's acceptable that Harvey and Lewis kind of do the same thing? Like, when they're hurt by somebody, they, like, lash out instead of, like, actually handle their feelings?
It's not acceptable, but that's what they're going to do.
Who they are.
They're the kind of people who are in positions where they're just, they're kind of set in who they are and what they're going, how they're going to react to things. Right. Also, we were incorrect. They did tell the parents.
Okay, that's
that
what
was there was a part
was
of dialogue where it's like, I know you told your parents last night,
right? And then
so
he,
the parents know.
Got it. Okay,
we're incorrect.
Thank you.
That's why we have a live chat.
I love
that's
it. Good. I love the live chat. Okay, so keeps with that said, you know, Harvey shuts her down. Donna says, "All right, I'm going to Lewis." That's the end of it. And then I kind of want to just focus on Harvey and Donna and all that happened in this episode. So then we fast forward to when he comes back to her desk and asks her for help. What did you think about the way she responded back and totally shut him down again?
She had to.
Yeah.
Harvey and Donna's relationship.
I know. It's, so it's like them, right? It's, yeah. It's yeah. crazy. Do you think... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, that's why they're so good for each other.
Right. She's so convinced. Do you think that's a possibility now that they're officially not working together?
Absolutely.
Do you think it's like going to happen, though? I don't... A possibility.
I just pray and hope for it. You guys are praying that and hoping that he gets with a therapist. I'm praying.
No, we just see that coming.
I can see it.
I'm indifferent
totally
to that pairing.
Yeah.
I just know that's going to happen.
I'm like, this is, I don't really love it, but okay. I mean, but maybe not because he flushed the pills down the toilet. He might not go see her.
He doesn't
again.
Need that girl
yeah,
anymore.
He might not need her. She might he'll just be back. Guest starring. Who knows?
Something will rattle him again, and then he'll have to go. He'll have to go back to her for pills, and then it'll.
Okay. Got it. Got it.
It'll. We're you not into predictions yet.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So, since it's all interjected, we go back to Lewis and Donna and how things kind of panned out with them. Of course, we expect Lewis to doubt people because he doesn't think he does. I don't know if he can't trust people or just doesn't think anybody has his back for real. I'm not really sure. But
well, because of all the drama he's been through.
Of
but
course.
Also, I think that's part of his personality, mm-hmm. his insecurities. Mm-hmm. He's pretty open with it. So I wasn't too shocked. And I also wrote, you know, this is just like typical Lewis, what we see last season mm-hmm. on like steroids. But you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my gosh, last season I don't ever want to meet that Lewis again. It was not fun.
Yeah, but we're seeing a side of Lewis that we've all been a little concerned about. But it's that he has this low self-esteem.
Right. Yeah.
Really
specifically when it comes to Harvey, because I think in other scenarios he's just gonna like kick the door in
right.
and like I'm Lewis Litt whatever
right.
but it's only with Harvey where it's like nope, I've been bested by Harvey too many times, like I model a lot of what I do after Harvey.
Yeah,
that like I'm Donna, like, and he explained it, like it took him 20 minutes to take Mike from me,
and then right, you have 2 weeks. I thought that was a really crazy And kind of telling and true sentence, because I feel like if... Well, I don't know. The way Donna acted this episode, if she had 2 weeks with Harvey, I feel like she still wouldn't have changed her mind, honestly. Because
no.
she was so clear on what she wanted, and I think she was really trying to protect herself, that I appreciate that. So, I don't know. I think just from the beginning to the end, in terms of Harvey and... I'm sorry, in terms of Donna and Lewis's relationship, it was just... It was so up and down, and I said while we were watching, if Donna leaves Lewis at the mm-hmm. end of this, I'm going to break. I can't handle it. And I don't feel like...
Maybe she's going to make him become a more secure, confident person in the office. Because we see, like, outside of it, that he's confident as a lawyer and who he is. But when he... Like, every time Harvey comes around him, he chokes up. He chokes
weird.
Up. And he bends. And he does whatever Harvey asks him to do. So I feel like maybe if Donna does become Harvey's assistant again, it's going to be because he tells her to do it.
I mean...
Because he changes.
Let's be fair.
That's
Donna's...
I'm predicting
Donna's
a lot.
Coming back, but I hope for not a very long time. And I think...
You think she's coming
She's coming back to Harvey.
Okay.
But I think Harvey's going to become stronger, at least this summer part of season 5, uh-huh. by dealing with not having her.
No, I don't think she can go back, though. It's inappropriate. Like, it doesn't make sense.
It's kind of screwed up.
It's very screwed
unless
up.
Unless everybody's okay with it. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's too much. Like, I get the toss and turn, and they do it a lot, but I think with this, it's extremely telling to, I was never committed to you in the first place. And that's really hard for me to endure, because even now, I'm like, I don't get why she wants to be a part of this, but I'm trying to suck it in. I think it could work. You know, they have a cake going, you know, and, okay.
The cake
They got
ritual.
A ritual now. It's good. And please, can you guys tell us what the can opener means? I don't get it.
I was explaining this in the hallway. It's MacGuffin.
What does that mean?
MacGuffin is like the briefcase in Pulp Fiction. that you're never going to know the answer, but it's significant. It's significant to everyone you're watching, and that's
creative
what's actually important.
There.
That is, it is creative.
It's Alfred Hitchcock. It was the money in Psycho as well. It's MacGuffin. It's a thing.
Yeah, cool. I get it.
It's a thing that's actually, that seems important, but it's actually unimportant. Honestly, I think they just have soup. I think they just,
you do?
I think they just have
soup.
Well,
I thought it was a bottle opener, so I was like, oh, they drink wine. I don't know.
That, I thought it was a bottle opener,
that's
too.
What
it was,
in the beginning.
This is the first we've seen it.
They would always, like, hold it like it was, like, they did something so creepy, though. I was like, what could they be doing with that?
I honestly think they don't have an answer, and we're never going to get the answer. And if we do, it's going to be something, like, thrown away. Of like, oh, we make Campbell's.
Or they'll... That's hilarious. Or we'll just find a way to forget about it.
So, I'm going to kind of jump to... I want to talk about the case. First of all, super happy they had a case this episode.
Yes.
I wasn't sure if it was just going to be like recapping the kind of broken relationships or fixed relationships or whatever. But I love that there's a case interjected too. So what did you guys think about Kevin? I didn't get Kevin's last name, but the new client.
Kevin Slattery.
Slattery. There we go.
Oh, good job.
So what did you think about him overall in this first episode?
I think he served perfectly to what Harvey was going through. Mm-hmm. That like, and they made it pretty clear that normally Harvey wouldn't even take this meeting. But Harvey, like, this guy needed somebody to fight for him, right. And Harvey felt like fighting.
Right.
So that's the whole reason Harvey took the meeting, and then Harvey went through his stuff throughout this process where he just feels like he'll... I guess he felt like he was going to get Donna back, so he didn't want to fill her chair, or he didn't want to deal... Like, I guess he just didn't want to deal with it. And that's...
I mean, I get it. It was one day. You can't... I wouldn't even know where to start after one day. I really wouldn't. With their relationship, 6 years or 12 years, Jessica said. That's freaky. No, I wouldn't. I would have fell apart.
Well, yeah. But that's what happened.
Right.
But I like this guy. And this guy just seems like a regular blue collar guy who's a decent foil to, like, these high-powered... All right. These high-powered suits... If you will, these high-powered New York lawyers.
I didn't like when he came into the meeting, though. He was like, you should explain to me why I should pick you. And I'm like, you came to him. I thought that was... I mean,
right.
I enjoyed that scene. Like, that was a good...
It was. It was a good
scene. This is... Because he looked like a guy who commands his... Whatever room he's in, he tries to command.
Right.
And then he wound up in a room with Harvey Specter. And Harvey Specter was like, I would rather not be...
This is the preseason, Kevin. Yes, I haven't even broken a sweat.
Like, I love that he's...
He's
such
so
a
good with that.
That is too
but he's
funny.
Such an alpha male that he walked into a room with another alpha male and went, nope.
This
guy's going to submit or I'm not going to be in this room.
Isn't that crazy? Like, that kind of freaks me out a little. I was like, wow, they're both fighting right now. I wonder who. Not that I said I wonder who's going to win. I didn't wonder. Harvey, I love you. So I wasn't wondering at all. Okay, cool. So then we see the case. Now, we see what kind of got them in the bad predicament they were in terms of missing a client on the sheet. Whose fault do you think that really was?
Harvey's.
Yeah, ultimately. It's ultimately Harvey's.
Yeah.
Because
he didn't check? Or
He didn't hire
someone, so it was his responsibility. Because
a couple people online have made the comment that when Donna got fired earlier in the series, they had a temp in that desk, like, immediately.
Yeah.
And granted, Donna had to, like, retract her 2 weeks, so that may have messed it up a little, but that's still a decent point.
I don't think I just think he thought it was not serious because the thing is, the way we ended last season is she said, I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
And we start this season with, hey, what's up, girl? Like, come do this stuff. And it's like, no, I said, I'm leaving you. Did you forget? So he had also winter break or whatever to get a secretary. He could have taken it seriously and he didn't.
But this was a day in
I mean,
in
yeah,
their
I'm,
world.
I'm, you know, being funny, of course, but I'm just saying in general, I understand that. I don't know. I guess that it takes time because of his circumstances and his mindset. It's not going to happen. She's not really leaving me.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But
well, I think it's just a matter he doesn't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he needed meds. That's why he was taking a pill a day for 6 weeks in between this he just didn't want, he went 6 weeks without.
It was kind of like a breakup.
This means he went 6 weeks without Donna. Unless this timeline has to be screwy. There's the whole Donna-less, a lawyer of his stature can't go without a secretary for 6 weeks. My timeline in my head must be.
It's impossible. Okay, so then we go to, I really want to talk about, I guess, what did you think about Mike's reaction to when Rachel missed her test? I actually thought he was going to get, like, more upset
Real
than
mad.
He did. Yeah, I thought he was going to get really upset. I appreciate what he
because
did.
Because he didn't take tests, why is he going to get mad?
That's funny. But still, like, she's in college, you know.
No,
college.
I think he was... that. Remember he said that, you know, this, I'm just thinking about when I proposed to you, you're so tenacious, like, because... you can see it from both sides. It was wrong for her not to go take the test because she's been studying for so long and she should have.
Really,
but what
dumb.
She did, he saw maybe a beautiful, that was what makes him love her side to it kind of thing. I mean, that's what I got from it.
Yeah.
Which is why he didn't flip out too much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think he, I think he values that she should be doing it, but I think he understood the whole situation.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I agree. Obviously, they were both cutting him slack throughout the episode. We saw that. But I just had a very strong feeling in agreeing with what you said in terms of, like, or Nicole said it, that she might end up being his secretary. Like, I don't think that's possible, but
no.
It was just too, it just set up like that a little bit.
It did. They wanted us to think
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're right.
But
we will not fall for it.
Yeah, they wanted us to think that, but I think she's going to get distracted this season. She already is. She's engaged. When a woman gets engaged, I think they're super excited, but at the same time, you're like, oh my God, I'm engaged. And it's like, you know, that's it. That's the rest of your life. She's going to freak out a little bit this season, for sure. She's going to lose her way as a lawyer, I think.
I think so.
She already is. She didn't take the test.
That's one test. I think she'll be fine.
We'll see. Because this took a lot to get her into school. Like, what the heck? All that fighting she was doing with Jessica, please don't play. Speaking of Jessica, I'm like, please don't play with that free money, girl. Okay. So speaking
didn't
of Jessica.
We didn't see much of Jessica.
We didn't see much of Jessica this
episode.
But she
looked good every time we saw her.
Right. Those
she
three
did.
Episodes.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sorry, those three scenes.
Yeah.
That gorgeous white skirt. My gosh.
She wears a lot of white.
I know.
She wears a lot of white.
She's even when, like, the first scene where she's like, we start with them walking. I actually didn't expect it to be the first scene.
By the way, Christina Cole, who plays the therapist had no name.
Yeah.
And that one scene where, like, this Jessica sounds like a hell of a woman.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That scene was, like, one of my favorite of this episode so far.
Yeah, your reaction was awesome.
She was like, shoot, I gotta get on that level.
Right.
Put your hair down, girl. When you're in a therapy session with Harvey, put your hair down. Put some makeup on.
Get ready. Nicole's crazy. That is actually funny because Jessica's so awesome that instead of her, like, listening to what Harvey was saying, she was like, what? Man, this girl's cool. Okay, sorry, I was supposed to be talking to you. Like, it was hilarious, and I love that. And honestly, not that I expected to see any Jeff, but I love the reference to him because maybe he's coming back. I don't know.
I'd love to see Jeff
back. I kind of want to see Jeff back, even
though
I kind of hated him last season.
Yeah.
I want him out.
I know.
I want him to stay gone.
I was, like, kind of up and down. I love him for Jessica. I just didn't love him for Jessica and, co-worker as well.
Yeah.
Whatever. That was the biggest issue.
It was bad.
So he's gone in terms of the work area. There's no reason he can't come back to her love life. I mean, come on. I don't know.
Love works in mysterious ways,
it
girl.
Really does,
it comes and it goes.
So we see Jessica barely respond when she realizes that Harvey's, like, going through some crazy in the beginning. She's not here for it. She's kind of mad that he missed a meeting and that kind of thing. And then we fast forward to when she comes to apologize, which I thought was very Jessica and Harvey. You know what I mean?
Over scotch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Over scotch. I love it.
Right. And something she said, that Scotty never even got you off your balance this much. I don't know. It really slapped Scotty and his relationship in the face. Because that's like the second or third time they said that.
I think the strongest relationship in Harvey's life was Donna.
Yeah.
And then the second would probably be Mike.
You said was Donna.
Sorry. They're going to stay friends.
Can we
but
agree
not...
that this is like a breakup?
Yeah. This is like
a breakup.
I think this hurts me harder than like half the TV breakups I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like when Felicity and... No, I'm kidding. That was hard for me. So, okay, I agree with that. I do consider it like a breakup, but I think that it's... The only thing about it that's different is that Harvey still had the guts to come to her desk at the end, get the new list of secretaries, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
And, you know, there was a smile and a smirk, and it wasn't like they're just never going to talk. I mean, I'm sure next episode, you never know. I don't know how suits sometimes.
They're in the same office. They're going to have to talk. He's going to have to deal with Lewis eventually.
Yes. They twist and turn things a lot. So I'm interested to see how they develop their relationship, especially with, I don't know, new offices?
Yeah. There was a comment that bothered you that you said when Jessica was like, do you want me to take care of you?
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Hated that. Girl, I know you have power.
Yeah.
But you can't force her. That's stupid. Like, do you want me to take care of it?
I thought he was going to be like, actually. But you know, deep down he loves her. So
yeah.
It was a good.
That's the thing. She was supposed to be apologizing, but she like she was like, "Do you want me to just do my like Jessica walk?" And yeah. It's like.
Listen, I know. Yeah. I know you could fix the situation, but right. Let's just actually live real life.
And right, just, right. She's
let's
kind
just
of
like
human.
Be people for yeah, a second, exactly. Not lawyers. You know what I mean? Like
that's so true. Let's not manipulate everybody.
But didn't he yeah. say after that whole scene at the end, she's still coming back?
Yeah.
So this is like this is love. He believes that she'll come back again.
Even though he got the. The list for her at the end. I'm like, he is
do
not.
Do you believe she's going to come back again? Either of you?
I said it, Donna.
Well, you do.
Donna
you
is going to come back to Harvey.
Okay.
No time soon.
Okay, great.
I think the whole season, she's not coming back.
I think it could last a whole year. Like, it could be this time next year.
Okay.
Like, it could be longer. Like, that would be my... Like, we really need to let Harvey be Harvy without Donna.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, that's the interesting road here.
Who is her new secretary going to be? Like,
it's going
to
be great.
I meant to hit pause on that list and stock.
We
were running a little behind today, or I would have.
Yeah, really?
That would have been really
funny. Someone on the internet will do that by tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. Be like, where's the name?
Actually, let me check.
Okay, what kind of person do you think is going to replace Donna?
A brunette.
That's funny. Okay.
I don't think she's going to be blonde. Is it going to be a woman?
It's going to be a guy.
Imagine if it was like...
It's going to be a brunette guy.
You think so?
Donna was a redheaded woman. It's going to be a brunette guy.
But isn't it a list of all female secretaries? Or is it just secretaries?
Hopefully it's just secretaries.
Why
secretary.
Would you
don't
want a female... Oh, my God. I feel like if they brought in a female, it would just... It's going to cause... It's going to cause chaos.
Because of her and Donna?
I just think Donna's going to be... I think there's going to be some drama if it's a female, but if it's a male, that's going to be so interesting. Like,
it may not be, because Donna can take anyone. You can see her fight with anyone. It could be a man, and then it's like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it would be way more juicy for us as the audience for it to be two chicks.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Imagine if it was someone that almost was, like, on Donna's level. And, like, she... Because she's,
well,
like...
Well, they have to be.
Yeah, but...
To run Harvey's life.
Hear me out. She thinks that Donna is the only Donna in the world.
Like, right, she really does.
So, you know, and we do too as the audience. I've never seen, and like even the therapist, she's like, this woman sounds amazing. She sounds like Superwoman, which she is. So right. Can there really be that many Superwoman secretaries in New York like her?
And that's I don't know. Like, if they get a screw-up secretary, then it's like... you know, she won't last, and Harvey will yell. And
I want her to be like, if it's a woman, I want her to be on the same level.
Him or her,
and sparks
whoever
and drama.
You are, tweet us now so you can tell us your guest starting next week. I can't wait.
Also, what was Harvey's or what was Lewis's cake again?
Mocha
fudge.
Yeah,
all right.
Fudge.
One if we chocolate. Get 20 5-star reviews written from this moment to whenever we get them. I will buy it and we will eat it.
Oh,
live
God.
On the air.
Yes. You guys,
can we get a cake anyway?
No,
I'm hungry.
No, that's how you motivate the entire panel to plead with these people to get us cake.
Please, you guys, please.
20 more reviews. I can't pull up the number of how many we currently have, but 20 more from right this moment.
I love it.
Okay, we can get cake.
Next week, we'll be eating cake because I trust you guys. I have a lot of faith.
Someone on the chat said that the new secretary is named Gretchen and she's already cast.
Oh. Love it.
Gretchen is
so perfect. Gretchen is such...
Gretchen, is she redhead?
That's a Mean Girl's name.
Okay, that too. But wasn't the Mean Girl redhead? Or do I
from the movie?
The movie?
Yeah. Gretchen, she... No, Gretchen... Gretchen Wieners.
Wow.
No, Gretchen
totally
Wieners
right
is the brunette.
This is awesome.
The only redhead was Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my
Prediction Jesse got involved. I'm sorry, y'all.
Gretchen is the one with the brown hair.
Oh, okay. So she's going to be a brunette.
Gretchen Wieners,
okay,
her father is the inventor of Toaster Strudel.
I am feeling it. We are talking about the wrong movie. Sorry. Okay. So I really want to talk about the scene when Mike yelled at Harvey defending his girl.
Yes.
That was deep. I was kind of... I don't know. The banter back and forth was great because you can see the intense argument and you know, the one-liners are always great. But I don't know. I guess it was just kind of... Not that I've never seen Mike stand up to Harvey, but I don't know. It was a crazy scene. What did you guys think?
Loved it.
Okay.
It's going to show. It shows us what kind of husband he's going to be.
Ooh, I like that.
But you didn't like in the beginning when he said, this means I own you.
Yeah.
I think he was just trying to be sexy.
He was trying to be cute,
and he wasn't turning
not.
You on no. in the first if, shot. If she was like, what's with this well, okay, hair? He so got that.
Weird.
I don't know. He's going to get so mad at us. Hey, he's still a great looking guy.
Let me tell y'all what happened. In the beginning of this episode, yeah, I didn't, like the way it was shot with just their faces, I was like, this is so tight. But
maybe
also,
just a
I'm like,
angle.
I don't like that kind of intimacy. I'm like, this is too much. I don't like to be that person. Because we were in their bedroom.
He was making an offhand comment.
Super sexy.
Like a jokingly.
And he also made a silly comment right then. He's like, let's do that thing that we saw on like YouTube or whatever he said.
He was like, remember that thing on the internet? Yeah. That was actually really funny. But I think the owner, you know, I own you thing, obviously it was a joke. It's very Mike and Rachel, whatever. But sometimes I get like a little annoyed when she's submissive just because I'm like, Rachel. I need you to. But obviously, this wasn't the same thing.
I think Rachel likes to annoy us on this show.
Yeah, and I love her.
You heard me screaming at the beginning of this episode.
Yes.
Like, you're a lawyer, Rachel.
Yeah.
Stop being
You've
a secretary.
Never been a secretary.
Yes, you can't. Don't
You're
going
to mess this up.
I just love Rachel.
She's
going to
mess up, you guys.
Her.
I'm telling you, she's going to.
No.
Not in the way she messed up with a man. I think. You guys are so set on her, like, not messing up her career, but I think we're going
to
have. Something has to happen.
It's annoying. I'm like, no. Succeed. Do it, girl. You have come so far. She's really come so far. This
yeah.
season five.
She. I love her. Yeah. I love her. She annoys me at only some points, but in general, I do love her. But I think because she's such a deep down, like a sweet girl, she cares about other people, I think, before herself. And that's why you were like, we need Rachel to just focus on Rachel this season.
Yes.
You know?
Not possible because she's engaged. So,
also,
I mean,
yeah,
I get it.
This episode, first by the Cold War Kids. Love that song.
That's what it was.
And then Shine by Elmo. Those are the two songs.
Was that the one at the end?
Yeah,
Shine.
That was the one. Yeah.
I was trying to Shazam, you guys. That's awesome. Okay,
she
I got
says the best music.
At Nate Perk, his name's Nathan Perkins, he wrote it on a piece of paper and tweeted a picture.
Thank you,
Nathan Perkins.
You're the bomb, Nate. You're awesome. I really want to mention how the like toilet scene, I know that's weird, but like
he
threw up, that was shot beautifully.
Oh, the whole panic attack scene
so
was
cool.
So good.
I love that whole scene, like the sweating and the I'm trying
he
to do it now,
such,
but
he,
it was awesome.
You know, we see him as an actor so tough and so thick-skinned and just Harvey Specter, but to see him this way and having panic attacks,
very
which
cool.
real it's a real life thing that actually happens to people, especially really successful people like that usually have their shit together. And don't even really experience stress and anxiety. Even if they do, they don't even know it.
Yes.
So for him for us to see him like that, I was like, wow. Mm. And as an actor, props to him. I mean,
it was awesome.
Let's get the Emmy.
It was awesome.
Let's get that Emmy.
Yes.
We're looking for Lewis on the Emmy. We're looking for Rick Hoffman on the Emmy.
Get an Emmy. Honestly, they could all get an Emmy.
Rick Hoffman in the scene with Donna when they were talking about the sexual.
My gosh.
It was all sexual connotation about her officially starting as a secretary. He killed me with that.
He
killed me.
I don't know what it is about, like, his facial expressions or
amazing.
Whatever. But they're amazing. That scene was so freaking, like, I mean, you heard me. I was like, what the hell
I get why
on?
He got turned on. I think he's turned on by Donna in general.
But that's the thing. Don't get turned on by Donna. Get turned on by what Donna's saying. I can't handle if he, like, falls for her. I would, no. That's not cute. No.
You're not going to like that.
I would not like
and
that.
And then I like the way they flip it back that he gets to the toilet again and dumps the pills into the toilet, which my theory on this.
He called that, by the way.
Yeah. My theory on. Because you guys thought he was going to have panic attacks this whole season.
Panic attack.
And
well,
I've seen enough Sopranos.
Like one more episode.
I've seen enough Sopranos to know that show happened.
That
it's called
so
The Sopranos.
Fun.
Yeah.
He has panic attacks. He talks to a therapist every time.
And it's all good.
Harvey Specter doesn't talk to a therapist for more than once. He gets over whatever he gets over. And then flushes the pills down the toilet.
Right.
And more than likely clogs the toilet.
Would he disappoint? Would he disappoint?
I think a pill pack
fans?
Would clog a toilet.
Exactly.
Would he disappoint fans if he was a little bit weak in like two more episodes?
No, I would totally love that. Actually,
no, that's not what it is. He would disappoint himself. And to really let someone in, to sit with a therapist every week and go through what you'd have to go through to sit with a therapist every week. Harvey Specter is not ready to do that.
But Harvey Specter
he just
can
needed
also
some
be
pills.
Vulnerable because I'm still not over the fact that Scotty and him never made it over his like lack of vulnerability. Even though I know it had to do with like Mike's secret, you know, it's like, dude, Harvey, I want you to be happy. And that sometimes requires you to open up, let people in, have some different relationships. You know, I don't know. I don't mind if the suit comes off and he cries a bit.
I love seeing him break down. There's something about a strong man when he's weak that women go, oh. Or me, because I'm a little screwed up, I guess. But it's the truth.
I mean, it's like,
oh, okay, good. So he does have a soft spot.
Right, he does have a soft spot.
Exactly. I could cuddle with him.
Exactly. Like, he wouldn't just be yelling or mean or hard face all the time.
So are we ready for predictions?
Yes, I just want to do the last part where the case rounds up and Kevin kind of throws it in Harvey's face that, not that he's a piece of shit necessarily, but says, listen, you can't save everything. And I thought, of course, that alluded to you couldn't save Donna.
Oh, it hit him hard, and he opened up and said he owned up. He was calm and he was soft.
Yep.
And we don't see him very soft like that and very, you said vulnerable, sure. Mm-hmm. But I, again, love that side of him. I love seeing that he's all around a great guy
to me.
And it's nice to see him break down a little bit.
I love it. So now we are ready for predictions.
Yes.
Your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
Ooh, that song is changing.
Can we say one more thing before predictions?
Sure.
Did you think that when Harvey, we saw Donna give Rachel the gifts and then Harvey gives Mike the gifts. Do you think that Harvey got that from Donna? Like, learned?
No.
She said to Rachel, like, he didn't get you one, so this is on Harvey. And then he went to Mike and gave him gifts.
Right.
So you think he got something from her?
Totally, yes.
That's what
because
I got.
Because it was packaged
that.
Nice. There was a bow. I mean, come on. Like he got the best issue.
Yeah, yes. He addressed it in like a sweet way. Like,
I'm proud of you. Congrats.
Yeah.
I agree. I think he definitely, of course, he learned a thing or two from her. My gosh. So, yes. Okay. So, what are our predictions for next week?
Well, I have just broad season 5 predictions.
Okay.
That we all know, every whole numbered season, the name of the law firm changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think it's going to somehow become Pearson, Specter, Litt, Soloft.
No.
Because Jessica mentioned this hot shot partner named Jack Soloft, who was fixing a lot of Harvey's problems.
Yeah.
And at the very least, he's going to be a big problem for Harvey in the coming weeks.
I agree.
That's my
big
prediction. Donna's going to come back season 6. Lewis is finally going to get some self-esteem when it comes to Harvey. And yeah, that's it.
I like that. I really like the partner coming up. And I don't know if he'll necessarily... You know, I do see the fact that they could change the name of the firm, but I kind of just want to resonate with he'll be a problem for Harvey. Because if the firm changes, I don't get it.
Firm's always going to change.
Oh, my gosh. I really want it to be, what's Mike's? Oh, Mike.
Raw? It would never be Mike Raw.
Damn it.
They'd have to.
Oh, you're right.
Mike Ross can't be.
You're right. Oh, crap. Okay. What do you think, Nicole?
People on this chat are too funny.
Aren't they? what are they saying? I'm bringing my laptop.
Someone said, I can't believe I'm listening to someone root for Harvey and Scotty. Harvey was at his weakest and boring and manipulated by Scotty.
So you didn't like Scotty?
I like
Donna.
That's
what they're saying.
Okay, listen. I understand what you're saying. I'm going to refer to the chat. I understand what you're saying. I think I just meant, like, I don't like that Harvey never gets love. You're right. Scotty is not the one. But somebody's the one, and he deserves that. Okay, what do you think?
Okay. I think I said a lot of my predictions through the course of this show, but, you know, I'll stand by. I think Rachel is going to kind of, like, make us think for a second that her career could be not in jeopardy, but, like, that maybe she'll lose sight of, like, being a lawyer and want to just do something else. I don't know. I don't know why I think that. Mm-hmm. I think just from... But maybe she was being the sweetheart Rachel this episode and just,
and
like...
It.
And that's it. And, well, and like, she missed the exam or whatever. But there's something has to happen during this engagement. It can't go perfectly.
Of course not. I think... So, my prediction is what is going to happen is that Rachel's dad is going to find out.
Well, yeah.
For sure. But
he is going to find out, right? Because they have to tell him. Or do you think he's going to find out before they get there?
I think he's going to find out before they get there. Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah.
Well, because they eventually have to have that conversation of how... Do we tell them? Do we tell him?
Exactly.
And how do we tell him?
Exactly. And before that, he might find out. Or maybe they'll tell him. I would like to see it go their way. But I don't think that's possible. So, that's my prediction. Also, I think... Harvey's going to sleep with the therapist.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
thank
I
you.
Really, I don't think that at all.
I don't know why.
I think that therapist is out.
We'll
She's
see.
A guest star.
We'll see. Thank you guys so much for joining us on episode one of season five, Suits. Where can everyone find you throughout the week? Tweet, keep in touch.
Tweet at me at Nicole Brazier, Instagram at Nicole Brazier. Follow me, and if you follow me, I'll follow you back.
Yes, love it.
Tweet at me at Steve Kaufman. That's KAUFMANN. Only positive things.
Oh, yay.
Positivity.
Okay, I apologize about Scotty. You're right. She's not the one. I just want her to have a love. If that's me, anyway. Tweet me at One Take Stace throughout the week. I cannot wait to hear your guys' comments, and we will be here right next week. Right next week. We'll be here next week for episode two.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.